Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shiur where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 110, talking about the idea of not challenging in public. Rava here is consistent with his opinion as exhibited elsewhere. Rava would often send the rabbis off after having given them four cups of wine. Even though Rava Bar Levi was once harmed when he left Rava's house after drinking four cups, Rava was not concerned about it. Notes point out Rava was not concerned that Rava Bar Levi was harmed due to the having drunk zukos, which would serve as a refutation of his ruling that a set of four is not dangerous. So he was not worried. Even though Rava Bar Levi was once harmed when he left Rava's house after drinking four cups, Rava wasn't concerned about it. For Rava said that harm befell him as a punishment for publicly embarrassing me, for he challenged me decisively during a public lecture. The notes point out, Rashbam points out, Rava Bar Levi was in the habit of attacking Rava's lectures as he delivered them to the public, which was not the proper forum to raise such challenges. That being the key point to focus on, as the sage challenged publicly someone else during a public lecture. In our own lives, when we're dealing with other people, when we're dealing with issues that may arise during a lecture or a topic or the like, do you question someone in front of everybody else? Goes to the idea also when you're in college, in grad school, in high school, I mentioned, do you challenge your teacher in front of the whole class? But Rabbi, I learned X, I know you're wrong in front of everybody. That's Mabim Pnei Chavir Barabim. That's embarrassing someone in public, which we know it's better to die, to jump into a fiery furnace than to do so. We learned that from Tamar and Yehuda. Tamar was about to be jumping into the furnace, and the last second, she sent it to Yehuda, but otherwise she would have jumped in the furnace. And also, we learned that from Marukva and his wife, when they were collecting tzedakah, and the person wanted to find out who they were, they would jump into the fire so as not to embarrass in public. We need to do what we can to not embarrass others in public. If we need to challenge something, or we need to question something, we need to ask something, don't ask the lecturer, or the teacher, or the professor, or anything like that. While they're talking, talk to them privately after. If you have a question, you have a difficulty, you have something that needs clarification, go to them afterwards, but don't do it in a public forum. Don't do it in front of everybody. Make sure to have proper etiquette and proper going about it to deal with it after the said lecture or after the said lesson. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 111 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.